Well, on Life 100.3, you're hearing an autobiographical tune right now that's titled With a Date, 1991. Let's find out a little bit more about the song from the writer, Mac Powell, who's with us. Good morning, Mac.
Hey, good morning.
Mac, you don't slow down at all. I thought after third day you might slow down. What's driving you right now?
Well, I have 5 kids, so trying to support them. Yeah, things don't slow down. In fact, I told someone the other day, they said, hey, are you still traveling much? And I said, I'm busier now than I ever have been before. So it's fun. I'm very blessed and thankful. So thankful to still get to make music and hopefully music that encourages people in their faith and in life. And so, yeah, I can't believe that I get to still do this. It was interesting. When we started out with Third Day, we thought, all right, if we get to do this for a few years and maybe make a couple of records and, you know, go across the country a couple of times touring, and then we'll go get real jobs. And I just haven't figured out how to find a real job yet, so I'm still doing this.
Well, amen to that. Don't ever find one, okay?
Yeah.
I hope not to.
Well, speaking of music, your latest project is live from Red Rocks. Now, we're up in Canada, so we don't know what the big deal about Red Rocks is and why it's important to play there and make an album there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, Red Rocks, for those who don't know, it's an amazing venue a little bit outside of Denver, Colorado. And it's just it's probably my favorite place to play. This was my 4th time playing there. I've been there a couple of times with Third Day. In fact, our very last Third Day show was at Red Rocks.
Wow.
And people fly in from all around the world, really. I mean, with the Third Day show, final show, we had, I think it was 25 countries represented. Wow. So it's an amazing venue. I encourage everybody to go online and just look it up. And they constantly have concerts. And it was one of those things we weren't really planning on doing a live show, but it got recorded anyway. And as we listened back, we felt like it sounded pretty good. So we said, why not mix it and put it out there and see what people think? You know, for me, and with Third Day and with my solo career, it's always been about the live element. I love being in the studio. I love writing songs. But playing music live is really the thing that encourages me the most. And I think being able to connect with fans directly at a live show is brings this whole new energy to the music as well. And so I'm glad that people are going to get a chance to listen to that live from Red Rocks album that we just put out.
Yeah.
It was a special night. I had my daughter was playing bass guitar for me. Her husband, my new son-in-law, end of last September, is playing drums. I had my son playing guitar with me. So it's a family affair there at Red Rocks. And you know, for me, it's having them growing up, being around Third Day, and now getting to join me on stage as a solo artist. It's a very, very special gift. And so we were thankful for that night. It's still, I don't know if there's a week or 2 weeks that go by that we don't mention or talk about that special night that we had together at Red Rocks.
That's wow. So cool.
Let's talk a little bit about 1991. The song is very autobiographical. We appreciate your story. You were 18 at the time, and you're talking about that. If you could think back to the point where you became a believer, why wait till 18? What was standing in your way and what led up to that moment?
Well, honestly, I grew up in church and I got saved at a very early age, gave my life to Jesus, prayed a prayer, walked that aisle, you know, did all that. But I just remained a baby Christian for a long time, through middle school, through high school, never really grew in my faith and was never discipled. And then finally, my senior year in high school, it was about a month before I graduated, I was just scared to death of life. Mm. And, you know, thinking about having to join being a real adult, getting out of high school, being a real adult. We didn't really have a lot of money for me to go to college, and I wasn't a great student anyway, and I didn't have a really great skill set to get a real job, and I just didn't know what I was going to do. And so being in that place of fear and doubt and needing some direction, I really sought God for the first time in a long time. And I sat down and I read the scriptures, and I felt like, I remember someone at church telling me, you should read the book of Romans. And I didn't even know if that was in the Old Testament or the New Testament. So I sat down, looked at the index and saw Romans. Okay, it's in the New Testament. That's cool. Started reading it. And honestly, God's Holy Spirit just fell on me and reminded me of that promise that I'd made as a child. And so it really brought me back to the Lord, and so thankful as I sing in, thankfully as I sing in the song, Jesus got a hold of me, and my life changed.
Mac Powell, blessings to you and to your family as you guys head out on the road. God keep you safe, and we're looking forward to more music from you. Mac Powell's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Mac.
Oh, guys, thanks so much for having me, and we'll see you in Toronto sometime next year, I hope.